Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Hoff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Thank you, folks, for listening to Meet the People of MCB. And we have had a couple of requests, but I decided to go ahead and interview him anyway. people wanted to know about you and I, Chip. You know, wanted us to do an interview about me, one for you, and you, one for me. So, this week we're going to feature you, Mr. Haley, kind of.
All right. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you're ready for some of the questions I'm going to ask you, but,
all right. Okay.
I know you, Chip is probably, one of the best friends I've got, and, we get into trouble a lot together, within MCB. And of course we do the, gospel music show together. And, gosh, Chip, we met back in 1995, I believe it was, when you began work at the Independent Living Center there in Joplin, and I was sent down to set up your computer and begin teaching you on how to use JAWS and different things. That's when we first met. We both loved the Cardinals and both loved gospel music, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, we sure have been. I recall that time. And when you came down and we just struck up a friendship, and we've been friends for, see, how long has that been? 26
years. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Is. So, is Joplin your home? I mean, I know Yes. You live there now, but.
Yeah. Well, actually I was born in Kansas City, and my family and I, we lived in Kansas City the first 5 years of my life. And then we moved back down to Joplin. My parents were originally from Joplin anyway. But a lot of family on my dad's side lived in Kansas City. His brothers worked around the Kansas City area. My dad did as well. So all of us were up there. A lot of the Haley family was there. And so after about 5 years, my mama wanted to move back to Joplin. So we did. And then there was a time when my dad worked for Pittsburgh Plate Glass, and they transferred him to Springfield. And so we lived there for a couple of years. But Joplin has pretty much been my home my whole entire life.
Okay. And they call you Chip. How did you ever come up with a name like Chip?
Well, Chip was a name that my mama gave me when I was born, of course. My legal name is Raymond Howard Haley II. I was named after my dad. But she gave me the name Chip, and that's the name that I would rather be called by, because so many people know me by that name. But there right. is a name that my sisters still call me, and some other family that still call me. It was a name I used to
There might be children listening, so just be careful what you tell us.
Yeah, all right. But when I was just a kid, I don't know, I must have been about 10, 11, 12 years old, my favorite basketball team was the Los Angeles Lakers. And they had a player on there. His name was Elgin Baylor. And I always played basketball as a kid, and played with a lot of the neighborhood kids and stuff. And so I kind of acquired that name, Elgin Baylor. But for short, people just call me Baylor. And so my sisters and some other family still call me Baylor today. And I've used that name Baylor even as a password on some things, but it's no longer valid. So, don't need to try it out or anything, because it's not valid. But anyway, I still go by Chip most of the time. Most people know me by that name, but there are a few people that still call me Baylor.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if there are many people that actually know how you lost your sight. You're totally blind, but share with us how you did lose your sight.
Well, I was 12 years old and in the sixth grade, and I had a cataract on my right eye, and the doctors were going to remove the cataract whenever I graduated the sixth grade. Well, one day, there was an open field just directly across the street from where we used to live here in Joplin. And a lot of the neighborhood kids, we were all playing baseball, and it was almost dark. And I was playing first base, and the cover on the baseball was just about ready to come off. And so we had taken some black electrical tape to wrap the cover back on the baseball. Well, when the batter hit the ball and one of the kids fielded it, threw it over to me, I didn't see it. And it struck me in the eye, causing the eye to hemorrhage. And there was nothing they could do. Dr. Post at the time had to go in and surgically remove the eye. So I have a prosthetic eye in my right eye. In the left eye, I was 16 years old. And my family and I, we used to love to go to Hootenannies. I don't know how many people know about Hootenannies, but it's square dancing, doing some stuff like that. And we had gone down to the place where they held those Hootenannies. And it was on a Saturday afternoon. And there were several of the guys just outside throwing the football around. And I went out for a pass, and I looked over my left shoulder. And when I turned back around, I ran smack dab into a telephone pole that had a steel beam, a bar running up along the side of it.
Ouch.
Split my forehead wide open, took 18 stitches to sew me up. And I remember as I laid on the ground, I mean, I was just out cold, and blood just was going all over everywhere. I do remember as I was coming to, my dad had ran to get the car. My mom was there with me. She was just bawling her heart out, crying out to God, "Oh God, please don't let my boy die." And I remember all that. And they got me in the car, took me to the hospital, and they sewed me up. Well, as a result of that blow to my head, it caused detached retina in the left eye. I was sent to Kansas City in 1969. I was a junior in high school, and they'd taken some silicone. This was before laser. They'd taken silicone to wrap the retina back around the eye, and it held from 1969 to 1978. 1978, I was going to college down in Okmulgee, Oklahoma, to Oklahoma State Tech, and while I was down there, I caught pneumonia. And every time I'd cough or sneeze or whatever, the vitreous, the jelly mold behind the retina, would pull and tear on the retina to eventually it just had too many tears, holes, and wrinkles. I'd gone through several surgeries at the time in 1978 to try to still repair the retina. But eventually they just gave up on it. They said the eye could not withstand any more surgery. And so eventually I did have a little bit of light perception, but eventually I lost everything. So I have no light perception today. And I wear a saguaro shell over that left eye because it always looks bloodshot all the time. So just for cosmetic reasons, in fact, the thing I like about it, I can choose the color of my eyes. I got blue eyes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned your family. You, your mom and dad have both passed on. You have brothers and sisters?
Actually, I have two sisters. I've got one that's older than me and one that's younger than me. I did have my mom and dad. The first child was a girl, not the one that's living today. My oldest sister, really at the time, her name was Carla Diane. And, unfortunately I must've been about 4 or 5 years old. She was 8 at the time. After school one day, she'd rode the school bus, and right there at the corner, right there where we used to live, she got off the school bus, and I guess the school bus driver didn't see her. She walked behind the bus. And I don't know how he did it or what, but he accidentally ran over her and killed her. And so we lost my sister when she was 8 years old. She was ran over by a school bus. But I still have today my older sister, Sherry Lynn, and then my younger sister, Tanya Marie. So I still have those two sisters, but I have no brothers.
Okay. You are married to a lovely young lady, Linda. How long y'all been married?
See, I may have to figure that out. 25, 20, 21 is 46 years.
Wow.
It'll be 46 years in September.
Yeah. And children?
Got three boys, all boys. I got an older boy. He and his family live down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. He's doing real well. He graduated from the University of Arkansas. He's a big Arkansas fan. He works for Tyson Foods, and he's a cost analyst. Then my middle boy, and by the way, my oldest boy, he's named after me, Raymond Howard Haley III. He likes to go by Ray, but we call him Dink, D-I-N-K. My middle boy, Marcus, he and his family, they live here in Joplin. He works for the Department of Transportation. And then my youngest boy, he lives here in Joplin as well, he and his family, and he works for the Reddings Mill Fire Department. Actually, I did have a daughter, Cammie Diane. She was killed in an automobile accident back in 1986. Mm. 1986, she was killed in an automobile accident.
Wow. Okay. Well, you are and have been very involved in the activities, and not only of MCB, but a lot of different state organizations dealing with the blindness. You were president of Missouri Council of the Blind. What years were you president?
From 2000 to 2004.
Okay. And you've served, currently you're serving as a director on the board of MCB. You're also the chairperson for the Education and Advocacy Committee. What else are you doing with MCB besides meet the people?
Well, I do a lot of other things. I'm on the Strategic Planning Committee. I'm also serving on the Convention Committee. I also serve along with Joe Dobbs, the Special Services Committee. So I'm pretty well heavily involved with the Missouri Council of the Blind, and I have been since about 1990. And, I've held a lot of different positions through the years in those 30 some odd years. So, I love this organization. I want it to see it succeed. I want to see it be successful. And, there's just, I've met so many wonderful people, made a lot of good friends. Some of them have passed on. Unfortunately, but there's still a lot of good people in this organization. A lot of them are, well, just about all of them are good friends with me and I with them. So, but I have held a lot of different positions in the organization.
Why did you join MCB? You remember how you first joined or?
Actually, I do. I was contemplating, I'd actually gone to Seeing Eye back in 1990. And got my dog. It was a long-haired German Shepherd. His name was Gunner. So I got my dog from Seeing Eye. I came home, and I was actually thinking about joining the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. I'd go to Springfield for some of the meetings, but never just seemed like I fitted in for whatever reason. And then I was going to school, too, at the time I was attending Missouri Southern State College. And there was just some things, about the things that I was involved in, at that time, there was still some discussion about, using guide dogs within the National Federation of the Blind. They really strongly believed in, using the cane. And still, there were some people within the NFB of Missouri and on the national level that used guide dogs. And I was one of them. And so, but I just seemed like I never fitted in. And then too, while I was attending college back there, then this is back in the early 90s. I mean, I was using a cassette recorder to record my classes and stuff. And that was another thing. Of course, they were pushing Braille, the National Federation of the Blind Missouri, they were pushing Braille. And even though I could read Braille, I was really never that fast, that fluent, but I could still read it. So, there was a gentleman here. He actually lived in Webb City, was just about 5 miles from Joplin. His name was Harvey House. He was a guide dog user, and he knew that I was also a guide dog user, and he'd call from time to time. And we'd just talk about, our dogs. We didn't really talk about Missouri Council or anything like that. And then eventually he did. He started talking to me about the Southwest Missouri Friendship Council of the Blind that met there in Webb City at the VA hall there. So the VFW. And so, I decided, okay, well, I guess I'll go check it out. And I did. And, I was real slow. I thought, well, I'll participate a little bit, but I don't really care about anything else. So, but there were a lot of others that were members of that affiliate at the time that were also guide dog users. And so from that, all of us that were members of the Southwest Missouri Friendship Council of the Blind decided to form an organization called the Missouri Guide Dog Users, which is going to be a special interest affiliate of the Missouri Council of the Blind. And we did. And I can't remember the year that we did that. But anyway, I joined the Southwest Missouri Friendship Council of the Blind and remained a member. And in fact, I stayed a member for up until the time, just a few short years ago, that the affiliate decided to dissolve because it just, a lot of the people passed on, moved away, did a lot of different things. So it just didn't have the people, the support that it did back in those early years.
Now, you are also involved in many state organizations, blind-related. I know Missouri Assistive Technology, you're serving on the advisory council there. You're our MCB's representative for the, state rehab council. What else do you do statewide?
Well, I serve on the Governor's Council on Disability. You mentioned Missouri Assistive Technology, which I've been a part of that since like 1996, 7, somewhere right in there. And I've chaired that council for off and on different times. And I've been on the Wolfner Advisory Council, served there for about 8 or 9 years. I think that's probably about it. Yeah.
No, there's one more, and I'm disappointed you don't think of it, but TAVM.
That's right. Yeah, that's brand new. I'm the vice president. Yes, that's right.
Technology Association for Visually Impaired Missourians. And folks, you'll be hearing more about that organization coming up in the next several months, I'm sure, but Chip is the vice president for that. You also were employed for many, many years with the Independent Living Center in Joplin, correct?
Yeah, you know, I worked there for about 23, 24 years, and the thing that I really loved about the organization, the Independent Living Center, because it afforded me a lot of opportunities that I would have never been able to experience. And so I'm just so thankful for my time at the Independent Living Center and the people that I met there, because so many opportunities became available, just like with the Missouri Council of the Blind and people during those early days, you know, like Edna Freeman, Kenny Emmons, and so many people like that, you know, would call on me from time to time and ask me to do certain things. And otherwise, that I just would have never had that experience, you know, Denny, like going to Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. representing, yeah. you know, the Missouri Council of the Blind. Same thing with Missouri Assistive Technology. You know, when you do a lot of networking and have built a relationship and association with some of these statewide organizations, your name gets out there. People mm-hmm. start calling you, asking you to do something, you know, right. and it just kind of builds, you know, from all that. So I've just been really fortunate for a lot of the relationships with people that I've got to know and work with. And it's just been a real humbling thing. And I just really appreciate it and so thankful for my time that I had there at the Independent Living Center.
And we hadn't even mentioned that you're president of the Adaptive Technology ATI Special Interest Affiliate. You're serving your second term there. You host a monthly conference call, which is normally well attended, on different technology guests that we have on there, and that's really nice that you've been able to do that. I know Daryl. What's Daryl's last name now?
Vickers.
Vicker. Yep, I don't know why I couldn't bring that out, but you know, he started doing some of that, and you just followed up with it, and both of you did a great job with the ATI getting it back on track again. And let's see, there's something. Oh, yeah, we, as I mentioned in the beginning, we do a gospel music show together. We've been doing that for how long?
Since May of 2014, so a little more than 7 years.
Wow, goodness. I didn't think it was that long, but yeah, I guess you're right. But that's on a 90-minute gospel music show that you and I do every week. And you're pretty busy. You make me tired just thinking about you, you know?
Yeah, I tell you, I sat down one day and I wrote out on my computer, I typed out everything that I'm really involved in that I'm doing. I just thought, man, how do I do all this stuff? It just
yeah. Anything you'd like to share with us that we haven't covered?
No, I just really do appreciate you, Denny, because you, I know we've been really good friends, but there's been times that I've called on you, times, you know, when I was been really down and sick, and I've had some surgeries from time to time, and I've called on you, and you've always been there, and you've been a good prayer warrior for me and interceding for me, and I just can't tell you how much your friendship, how much I value your friendship.
And you too.
Yeah.
I know,
and
you call me every year on your birthday to remind me it's your birthday. So,
yeah. So no, but yeah, and the same thing with my involvement with the Missouri Council of the Blind has been such a part of me. I guess, you know, when it's my time to lay this old body down and, people, I don't want to be able to define me. How, you know, what is it about Chip Haley that's going to be defining? What's going to be the one thing, or what would be my legacy? Well, I really don't know, but I do know this. People will look back and say, you know, he was so involved with so many things, but, you know, and I just can't tell you how much I just look towards heaven and thank God every day for everything that he's blessed me with.
Amen. Yeah, that's so true. In all of our lives, if we just sit down and take a look, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
So, that's right.
Thank you, Chip, for your time today, and thank you for all that you do for MCB and the state of Missouri. I appreciate that. You do a great job with anything that you take on. You commit yourself to it, and don't do it half-heartedly. You take it on, just take it by the horn and go with it. So appreciate you, Chip. So,
well, I thank you. And so when do I get to reciprocate this where I'm going to interview you?
Well, one of these days. So folks, thank you for listening to this edition of Meet the People of MCB. And if you would like to have somebody on for Chip and I to interview, give me a call at 636-428-1500 or give Chip a call at
417-540-9703.
And until the next time, God bless you and keep listening. You may hear yourself on here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.